Don't be fooled by what you see.
Whoa! Whoa!
This is no ordinary playground.
I blistered down a hill at lightning speed with no engine and no brakes. Just my feet.
Vanessa tries to master a wicked wind.
Hey, nice.
To take water skiing to the next level.
Yahoo!
All right.
Then I float higher than a kite in a James Bond flying machine.
And Charlie brings Tarzan into the 21st century as he shows how you can glide from tree to tree in your own backyard.
It's Popular Mechanics for Kids. Extreme Rides.
Skate skiing and parasailing are so popular right now. So I thought I'd combine other games to create new extreme sports.
Good idea. You need some help?
Absolutely.
How about football skateboarding?
Ready? 2, 42, hunt, hunt!
Nah, too much running.
How about Rubik's Cube baseball?
Too much math.
Yeah.
What about badminton archery? Yeah.
Right then. Prepare to serve.
Ow!
1-0.
Oh no, too much screaming. Oh, this is harder than I thought it would be.
Maybe we'll get better ideas if we check out successful extreme sports.
Check out this extreme sport. Street leagues. This is Anthony, but his friends call him Scooter. Scooter started street luging with his dad when he was 9 years old. And now, at 13, he's the junior world champion. A luge is like a big 8-foot-long skateboard with a special seat for lying down. It's got a headrest and foot pegs for your feet, but it doesn't have an engine, so to ride it, just find a hill, lie down, and let gravity take care of the rest.
Let's go, that'll be
all
fun.
All right, wait a second. First, we gotta get on leathers and gloves.
Why?
Well, do you know what a road rash is?
No.
Well, on street leagues, you're only 2 inches off the ground. One touch of your hand to the road, and you can rip off your skin and you'd be scarred for life.
Maybe we should get those leathers on.
Let's go.
Street luge is a very dangerous sport, and it's not just road rash you have to watch out for. Lugers can break bones like ankles and wrists if they crash at high speeds.
How do you stop?
Well, let me show you.
Okay.
Ever seen the Flintstones?
You gotta use your feet.
Hey guys, I'll meet you at the bottom of the hill.
Steer by shifting your weight from side to side.
Okay.
You lean just like you would on a skateboard to make a turn.
Okay.
If you want to go right, you lean right.
All right.
If you want to go left, you lean to the left.
Well, that's not too hard.
All right, so you ready?
Yeah.
We're high on top of a hill, on a road with lots of curves. We have people at the top and the bottom to stop traffic so we don't get squished. Scooter has hit 80 miles an hour here.
All right, let's drop this hill.
Okay.
All
I weigh more than Scooter, so you might think I'd go faster down the hill. But gravity pulls all objects downward at the same speed, so weight is not a factor in who wins. It's how you ride. Having the confidence to take those corners without braking. And not letting wind drag slow you down. I point my toes and tuck in tight so there's little friction with the wind.
Oh, my goodness, that is so much fun. Okay, I didn't know, I didn't want to go any faster, but I do now, so let's do it again, let's do it again.
All right,
let's go. Look how fast I was going. Look at the bottom of my shoes. Look at
is a lot of fun.
Afternoon. Your kids are going 65 mile an hour in the 30 zone. I'm afraid I'm going to have to give you a ticket for speeding.
But make sure you keep an eye on the speed limit. Take a cart, a parachute, and a giant propeller. And what have you got? Not a James Bond movie. This is real life. That's me. That's coming up later on PMK.
Hi, Dad!
Seen this before. But what about extreme bungee? Watch this jumper trick the bungee. A stretched elastic always returns to its original shape. After some careful calculations, he's making himself 31 kilograms or 68 pounds heavier going down. Since the bungee has stored enough spring energy to rebound a heavier person, he rebounds higher because the extra weight is gone.
This is how you board down a hill with no snow. I've got it.
What's that?
What's the one thing all extreme games have in common?
Stitches?
No, speed. They all move really fast. So all I have to do to invent a new extreme sport is just play a regular game, rollerblading. Allow me to demonstrate.
Well, Tyler, I gotta hand it to you. That's some collection of games.
Thanks, Alicia. Whoa. I gotta go. Me and the guys are getting together to play Extreme Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Well, one thing's for sure. If you found those extreme games exciting, you're gonna flip over the next one Vanessa tried.
Hey, Vanessa, welcome to the Gorge.
This is Corey Raisler. Corey is the inventor of the latest, craziest water sport, kite skiing. Kite skiing is a lot like water skiing, but there are no boats in this sport. It's just you and the wind.
You want to fly one of these kites?
Of course I do.
All right, my buddy David here has got one. Why don't you take a hold of it? And if it veers off, just kind of keep it straight. If it veers right, just pull left. And if it veers left, just pull a little more right. We use nice big kites to pull us on surfboards and water skis and wakeboards.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And they've got to be pretty big to be powerful.
Ah, I'm doing it. I thought I wouldn't be able to. Woo! I have good control over the kite. Ooh! It's very windy. The kite for this crazy sport has two lines. That gives you better control. You hold the kite by the reel bar. It has a reel on it, so you can easily retrieve your kite after a crash.
Alright, just reel it in.
Like that. Man.
The reel bar also has a brake. That allows you to slowly release the lines and get your kite up in the air. Like this. Way up. Whoa, it's really windy.
Whoa.
It lifted me right off the ground.
It can lift Corey up in the air too, but it won't carry him away. The kite only stays aloft while we're controlling it from the ground. Lose control, and it comes crashing down. The mountains all around us are responsible for the incredibly strong wind. They funnel the air and increase the speed and the strength of the wind. It's the Venturi effect, and it's good for kite skiing because...
lots of wind will make me go faster on the water. Corey, I think I'm ready for the water.
Okay, let's go out here about waist deep, Vanessa. And then you're just gonna lay down on your belly and let the kite pull you offshore.
The easiest way to learn kite skiing is by first doing some belly drag.
Okay, Vanessa, looking good. You're doing great. I'm gonna go get my kite and join you.
Look at Corey.
He's flying like a bullet, faster than any windsurfer or sailboat. That's because the kite rises higher in the sky than the sail. The wind up high blows stronger. Closer to the water surface, waves slow the wind down. Corey's got the moves down, and he's trying to give me a hand getting up.
Trading your tank top for a winter jacket to sail this way. It's called ice sailing. The boat's got three blades, two in the back for stability, and one in front for steering. You might think this ice sailor is coasting on solid ice, but the pressure and friction from the blades causes the ice to melt under them. This thin film of water lubricates the ice so there's less drag and the sailor can fly like the wind.
Meet Tarzan, king of the jungle. Today on PMK, me show you how to swing from vine like Tarzan in a totally wild ride. Vine's sometimes hard to find when you no live in real jungle. So Tarzan need first trees, but also need other things he no find in forest. You no worry. Tarzan know where to go. Oh,
this is great. This place has everything. Look.
First, you need steel cable pulleys, cable clamps, strong hooks, and this for the handle. Now, city people call this dowling. But Tarzan call it round piece of wood. Hiya!
So, how many stones I owe?
City people trade different than Tarzan.
How about a credit card? Great, thanks.
First, I make hole in tree where hook go. Tarzan like cordless drill. Come in handy when no plug in forest. You get mom or dad to help at home so you not hurt self. Here, picture of Tarzan's dad. See the resemblance? When me drill hole on other side, me drill into strong branch or big beam like this so not to go crash onto tree. What, do you think that's funny? Oh, well... it's not so funny for Tarzan first time he try. You want to make sure hooks are screwed in very tight. Then must attach cable to hooks using cable clamps. Tarzan used two pulleys for more stable ride. And make sure to put on trolley before attach other side of cable. Tarzan, no dummy. Tarzan just got one more thing to say. Make sure ground's soft. No rocks sticking up, stuff like that. Tarzan, expert vine swinger, so me not scared of danger. But you, we always be careful. Watch Tarzan go. Oh! Tarzan hate to get wet. Tarzan hope there are no man eating piranha in here. What the...
Well done.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Ty. How you doing?
Good, yeah?
Excellent.
All right. These kinds of cool flying machines were used in a chase scene for the James Bond movie, The World Is Not Enough. They're called powered parachutes.
They're like go-karts with parachutes. And the engine doesn't turn the wheels. It turns this giant propeller at the back. All right. I'm ready to fly.
To be able to fly, you have to understand the four forces of flight.
Weight.
Lift. Thrust. Drag.
Tyler, may the four forces be with you.
And with you, Joe.
Our weight keeps us on the ground, and that's good for landing. But to take off, you have to counteract that force. And we start by using the engine to thrust the powered parachute forward. All right, let's get going.
We're set to go, buddy.
The forward thrust forces air over and into the chute.
Okay, keep it like that. Full power.
Once it's filled with air, the chute can lift us.
We rise because air is flowing faster over top of the chute than it is underneath. Air that moves quickly has less pressure than air that moves slowly. So the higher pressure under the chute pushes it up, causing it to lift.
Now, if you want to gain some more altitude, you want to climb, you want to get that throttle up, increase the power, that'll increase your climbing rate.
You can see everything from up here. It's like I'm in a motorcycle that's flying like 100 feet in the air. It's the coolest thing I think I've ever done.
Well, buddy, you're doing fine for your first time, I gotta tell you.
We're on our way.
Those pedals will allow you to turn left or right by causing drag on either side of the chute.
I steer by pushing on one of the pedals. It pulls one side of the parachute down.
That creates more drag on one side, so it slows it down. The other side moves faster and swings around.
See, I push right and we go right. And I push left and we go left.
It's time for a low flyby.
Yay, right over the head. Okay.
Okay, here we come, right over your head.
Hi, Dad!
Drag also keeps us from crashing to the ground.
If you pull your hand through water, you feel resistance. That's drag. It slows you down. Anything moving through air experiences drag as well, especially a giant parachute.
We weigh as much as a baby elephant, but because the parachute has so much drag, we just float right down. It's cool.
When I land, we'll decrease the throttle. We'll come down for a descent.
Okay, line yourself up right down that middle of the grass runway.
Okay. Is this, have you done this before with people?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Just a few days ago.
That was intense. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for the lesson in forces.
Tyler, it was great having you here. Come back anytime you want.
See you later. Thanks a lot. How am I gonna get home?
That's all the time we have today on PMK.
Ow.
What is it? Tyler, what happened?
Well, I introduced my grandma and her friends to Extreme Shuffleboard.
And they got mad at you?
No, not at all. They loved the idea. But those grannies play rough.
See you next time.